to move forward in going through the various Birchot HaShachar, and the one that we are at now is Malbish HaRumim. We bless God for dressing, as it were, clothing the naked. It's an interesting bracha because really it's not about the inside or pnimiyut, it's an acknowledgement of the notion of our externality. God is giving us clothing. A couple of things I wanted to share with you, some ideas. Number one, maybe there's also a point in thanking God that we have the option to wear clothes. That it may not have always been so. That you and I can probably go to our cupboards and open up and make decisions as to what we're going to wear and even what we are not going to wear. And that was not always true of generations before us. But we thank God, Baruch Hashem, Malbish HaRumim, we have the option of dressing ourselves so that we are covered properly, appropriately, and we have choices to make. But on a deeper level, I think a more profound level, why was this bracha instituted? I want to suggest two possible reasons. The first act of clothing was in fact an act of Hashem, clothing Adam and Chava, as it tells us at the end of the Parsha of creation, when Adam and Chava ate from Pri Eitz HaDaat, Vatipakachna Einehem, they realized that they were naked, Arumim, and Hashem at the very end, he dressed them. So when we say the bracha Malbish HaRumim, in some ways we are invoking this memory or this image of God dressing Adam and Chava. And why do we want to invoke that? Because perhaps the ultimate message is, as the Gemara says in many places, that we are to emulate Hashem. So as Hashem did to us and clothed our nakedness at the end of the story, so too are we asked to do the same. That we are asked to behave and to undertake that same sense of compassion and caring for other people the same way that Hashem demonstrated that to us. So as we wake up in the morning and we dress ourselves and we think of ourselves, oh my goodness, look what I've done. I've been able to cover myself up. I'm able to carry myself amongst people in a way that I feel good about myself. Then we have an obligation to make sure that those who are less fortunate than us in our society have the same opportunity. One other thing, but connected to that, Malbish HaRumim, as the story tells us in Sefer Bereishit, that there was a certain sense of shame that Adam and Chava experienced when they realized that they were naked, an understanding and a comprehension, a self-awareness that they didn't have before. And that may be part of the way in which we think about the role of clothing. Clothing is that tool that we use in some ways to cover our shame or to make sure that we don't experience shame. That clothing is a standard that apparently the Shem is saying, I want the clothing that you wear to be clothing that in some ways prevents the idea of busha. There is an interesting connection, literally, etymologically, at least by the sounds, malbish, lehalbish, malbish, and busha. And maybe there's a connection, not just in terms of the letters, although I do think the shorish of the two words is not the same, but the sounds are. Because the purpose of a malbush, perhaps, is to prevent busha, as the Torah tells us. That's why Hashem clothed them. And so there may be some sort of implied message here that the way in which we cover our bodies should be a way that is mindful of the role of busha in our society. That we understand that there is a role, and we understand that we are trying to prevent shame from ourselves, and as I said a moment ago, from others. So as we wake in the morning, we say this bracha, we're not only thanking God for the opportunity to have clothing to cover ourselves, we're also in some ways assuming upon ourselves the ethical, moral responsibility of making sure that others in our midst have the same opportunity. And thirdly, I think maybe the bracha is also telling us about the notion in some ways of this idea of modesty, of shame, of tzni'ut, that our covering our bodies is not just a statement of fashion, it goes much deeper than that. It's a statement of the essence of a person and how one protects that essence by the clothing in which he or she wears. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha Amar, Ratzakadash Baruch Hu, L'Sakot Yisrael, L'Fichach Yirbahem, L'Torah Mitzvot, Shenemar, Adonai Chafetz Zaman Tzidkot,